So we're continuing today in Bilvavi Mishkan Evne in section Dalet. So the Mechaber writes as follows. This is a really profound paragraph. Kol echad ve'echad meitanu nishlach min ha'olam ha'ayon le'olam hazeh. Every one of us, remember again, a person is a neshama, is a soul. At his essence, I am a soul that is clothed or that is housed in a body. And that neshama, that soul is, as the Baal HaTanya writes, chelak elokam mima'al mamish, literally a spark, a piece of the Ribono Shel Olam. Which means that I originate, my place of origin is not here in this world, but my place of origin is in the celestial sphere. Right? Literally again from above, in Shamayim. So it's interesting that we know that there's also the concept of Gilgal. The concept of Gilgal is that sometimes a neshama comes back to this world multiple times because there's work to do. There are things that have to be accomplished. Even the neshama needs to do certain things to rectify and to remedy its own shortcomings or deficits. Or sometimes this particular neshama needs to come back in order to accomplish something else in the world. So the Mechaber writes, this is something beautiful. Misha zacha nishlach lakam migan Eden. So ultimately, again, so someone who is righteous, their soul comes down to this world from Gan Eden. Umi shelo zacha nishlach lekan migehenam. And someone perhaps who wasn't worthy, so maybe this person's neshama went to Gehenam, and therefore they're being resent to this world in order to rectify any past misdeeds. But no matter where your neshama is coming from, the Mechaber says one thing is clear. Tzad ha-shave shebekulon, shekulonu chazarna lekan la'olam hazeh, la'avod as Hashem yisbaruch shemo. So this is very important. No matter where my neshama is coming from, whether my neshama is coming from Gan Eden or my neshama is coming from Gehenam, one thing is clear, which is that I'm being brought back into this world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahi asiba shalama'ana adam chozo olam hazeh. So for what purpose is my neshama being brought back into this world? He says, Yesh b'nei adam sheshanu v'karo b'svar makadoshim. So there are some who have learned extensively in Svarim, literally the Holy Svarim. Holy Svarim is a reference to the esoteric body of Judaic knowledge, the Zohar, Kabbalah, Chassidus. And so one will know, V'roes ha'mavur bahem, shekol adam chazu l'takin l'fachos chet echad. U'b'chet zeh, ikar nisyono, v'zehu ikar tikuno ba'olam hazeh. So when one looks in the Svarim, one will see that often a neshama is sent back into this world in order to go ahead and sometimes even just rectify one chait. That often when we leave this world, so we have unfinished business. In that what? In that there are certain parts of myself, certain behaviors, certain taivas, certain desires that I've not reined in, that I've not rectified. So sometimes what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he'll send the neshama back to this world in order to work on something and correct something that it did not fully complete in a previous life. And it's interesting because the Sfarim write that, so how do you know which chait is the one that your, which sin is the one that your neshama sent back here to rectify? So the Sfarim write is a very simple litmus test. Identify the thing you struggle with most. And the thing you struggle with most likely, that's the thing you were sent down to this world to rectify. It's such an eye-opening and overwhelming idea. I think we'd all agree that whereas over the course of life, we have many different nisyonos, many different things that we struggle with. But I think often for many of us, we're struggling with one or two core things for many decades of our life. So that's the thing that you struggle with, that's the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you down here to correct. It's really incredible. V'zeu ikar tikuno ba'olam hazeh. So if I want to know why am I here, b'pashtos, I'm here to go ahead and rectify something I didn't rectify in a previous life. How do I know what it is? Whatever is the very thing that I struggle with most, that's the thing I was sent here to rectify. He goes on about the MS, Sha'avodas ha'adam afim nishlach l'takin chet ploni chedome. But even if we accept this premise, that a person was sent to this world in order to rectify a particular sin, Ein avodaso matchila b'tikun ha'chet, ela harbin kodim l'chet. So this is incredible. My personal avoda doesn't begin with rectifying the sin that I was sent here to address. But rather, my avodas Hashem, my service of God, starts way before that. He gives an example. Tikkun shayich. Because remember again, if I'm here in this world to go ahead and fix something, so the Mechaber posits, you could only fix something, kasher yesh bayis umeskalkel bo doverma, kikir delas uchedome, azay tzarech kilkul zeh tikkun. So this is incredible. He says, ulam, read it and then I'll translate it. Ulam, im ein bayis ein klal tzarech letakin. So the Mechaber says, imagine like this. Imagine for a moment, and this is an incredible metaphor, that, you know, I am like a house. A person is like a house. So what happens in a house? So often there are things that are working, systems that are going great, and then there are other things that are in state of disrepair that have to be fixed. And then there may be things that are in a chronic state of disrepair that really have to be addressed. So it could very well be that I was sent down to this world in order to remedy and to rectify one particular thing. Some avera that I did not rectify or address in a past life, I'm being sent back to this world to try to address it. But the Mechaber says, tikkun, right? The ability to fix something. If you go with the house metaphor, you can't fix a part of the house unless, of course, there is a house in which to perform these remedies. So for example, a person says, you know what, like, I want to install a new door. Okay, that's great. What's the problem? If I don't have a house, if I don't have a structure, there's nothing to put that door into. I want to buy myself new shades, right? New blinds. That's fantastic. If there's not a window, then there's nothing to install this into. So the Mechaber really addresses something incredibly profound, and he explains that while it's true that I may be here in order to go ahead and address something and fix something, you can't fix something unless you first have the more global framework. You can't make home improvements unless you have a home. So before we even go ahead and we get into what we have to fix and what we have to address, and maybe even the very purpose for which my soul came back to this world, the first thing I have to do is build myself a framework. The first thing I have to do is build myself a bias, build myself a home. And once I have that, then I could begin to address the things that require improvement. Right? We'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.